Good morning, everybody. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is on the air, talking about all that's going on in town. We've got Darko Buderitz, the new Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra conductor. He'll be with us in this first hour. And Drew Tillman will be with us in the second hour. Hannah Keating will bring us all the events in a minute, and I'll be sharing with you some of my thoughts. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. For accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So here we are on a beautiful Saturday, 93.3 FM, our home station, Freedom 93 here in Tallahassee. Glad you've tuned in, or if you're listening across the country, you're listening online, you can always do that, streaming live. You go to TallahasseeTalks.com, and there's a link there on our This Week page. And click on that link, and then you'll be listening just like the rest of these folks who are listening on their laptops or computers, wherever you may be. Glad you joined us. We've had such an interesting week, a tragic week in some respects. We've lost two young men, Tanner Treadway, 19-year-old graduate of Lincoln High School, in a car accident a week ago. This week has been marked by condolences and remembrances from people for his family. And then another gentleman, 15-year-old Tariq Barfield, who collapsed suddenly over there. He's a track star over there at Godby High School, and he's out there on the track, and he collapses. His coach rushes to his side to get him to the hospital, and we lost him. Apparently cardiac arrest. So we are grieved by the fact that these two young men have been lost, and as we remember their families in prayer this week, we certainly reach out to them. Tallahassee Talks wants you to know we care, and we care about all the things that make Tallahassee what it is, and Taltech Alliance is a part of that. The Taltech Luncheon on Wednesday, the first of the year, happened at Capital City Country Club. Tallahassee Talks was there. I had a chance to talk with their presenter of the day, and that was Major Mike Wood with Leon County Sheriff's Office. He is the law enforcement operations officer who oversees the ways in which technologies help the Sheriff's Office do its job and even help other law enforcement agencies through their remote access facilities, their video cameras, the helicopter, their bomb robot that they had on display, and their SWAT team vehicle. It's quite an impressive array of technologies. And in listening to Mike talk about this, he compared that to the current status of things with the days when they'd carry a bunch of Polaroid photos in a shoebox on the front seat of the car just to try to identify people. Come a long way. So let's listen to Mike. He had this to say.
Just a little brief explanation of what we're doing today is this obviously is a technology group. And as a law enforcement agency, we're doing a presentation sort of to present back to them how technology advancements have made our jobs safer, and by virtue of making our jobs safer, the community safer as a whole and more efficient as an agency in the acquisition of information. What I'm doing is a comparison of what we did 25 years ago, which I was a deputy sheriff here 25 years ago, to compare what we do today. Truly, the access that we have to information at our fingertips, in our patrol cars and at our desk, and I wouldn't say we're technology reliant, but certainly without the technology we have today, we would do business unlike the guys that current deputies know it. Truly, the databases of criminal histories, we can do things from our patrol car up to and including taking a fingerprint from remotely and determining if you have a criminal history, if it's a violent criminal history, if there are wants or warrants on you. And that just makes a safer environment for the deputy to know that information immediately, whereas 20 years ago, it might have been a 10, 15, 30-minute delay in acquiring that information while you're in the presence of someone who has those histories. I would tell you the databases that we're accessing are criminal histories, public records information, but it's immediately accessible to the deputies on the street where they're in a dangerous environment and on occasion dealing with dangerous people. So for them to have that information at their fingertips makes their opportunities to be effective safer.
So there you go. The Leon County Sheriff's Office showcasing their crime-fighting technology. The title of the luncheon was Arresting Technology. Great luncheon, great attendance, and great presentation. Also had the opportunity to visit with our good friends over there, Liz Joyner and Company. The Village Square held their dinner at the square earlier in the week on Tuesday night. Had a chance to talk to Liz about this particular presentation. Very clever. They called it Join the Gang at Fears, playing off of the very popular TV show that many of us know as Cheers. Well, so here you had a guy named Ed Moore and Brian, and then his buddy Brian Armstrong, who gather at the Fears Bar and start to talk about things like global warming, and they are talking about federal entitlement programs, and you can imagine the various opinions on those two topics alone got things rolling in a very dynamic way, in a very energetic way. Liz had this to say about the evening.
Well, this is part of our season called Join the Asteroids Club. And our theory is that we'd be much better off if both sides of the partisan divide acknowledged each other's metaphorical asteroids. What we do instead is we tend to point and talk past each other. Look, look, this is coming. This is a problem. It's getting worse over time the longer we ignore it. And then the other side of the aisle kind of goes, huh? What are you talking about? Look, I'm looking at this asteroid over your shoulder. So we've basically identified six data-based asteroids that America is looking at. Three are liberal and three are conservative. If you look at math and science, each of them has pretty good data to support the fact that it's a problem and we better start talking about them. So tonight we're talking about two asteroids. The conservative asteroid is entitlement spending and the liberal asteroid is climate change. Kind of an unusual conversation, would you say?
And then we were able to talk with Ed Moore and Brian Armstrong, these two friends who differ sizably on these two topics. And let's hear what they had to say.
Well, we're going to talk tonight about climate change on the one hand and entitlement spending on the other. So it's kind of a real weird mix of topics. Both, apparently, those that are believe in climate change think it's like a giant asteroid coming to the Earth, and all reasonable people understand that entitlement spending is something that is real that's going to crash and burn our government if we don't do something about it. So tonight we're going to try to chat it up a little bit amongst a very large group of people that are here and just get a feel for how we might go about talking about it more in the future.
Actually, we're the best of buddies, but I don't agree with anything. Well, not much of what he just said. There are some points of agreement, but with regard to human-driven climate change, I believe it's a scientific fact. I believe we need to educate and provide accurate information to the public, and we're going to try and do some of that tonight.
So there you go. The Village Square, dinner at the square this last Tuesday night. Tallahassee Talks was on site bringing you that information. Hey, we've got Hannah Keating standing by with your events in a minute for this week.
Thanks, Brian. Monticello Opera House presents the Tony and Oscar award-winning musical Cabaret. Performances begin January 17th and go to February 1st. Dinner begins at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. The dinner and show fee is $35 per person, $15 for the show only. To make a reservation, call the Monticello Opera House at 850-997-4000. 4242. The South of Soho Gallery, located on 629C Industrial Drive, is ringing in the new year with new paintings, drawings, pottery, and photography. The open house reception will run through the month up until the 31st. The gallery is also open Saturdays, 1 to 5 p.m. Admission is free. If you have any questions, contact their venue at 850-228-2166. If you're interested in live music, come out to the Bradfordville Blues Club tonight at 10 p.m. and listen to Mac Arnold and Plateful of Blues Band. Tickets are $18 and can be purchased online at bradfordvilleblues.com or at the door. Tallahassee Salsa Dancers is hosting their monthly social again tonight from 9:30 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. No partner is needed. The workshop is $5. At 10:30, the $10 social dancing will begin. The social will take place at Studio D on Appalachie Parkway. For questions, call 850-339-8463. If you are interested in increasing your endurance or simply enjoying the outdoors, join St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuge on January 19th at 9 a.m. on their hiking trip through the Florida National Scenic Trail in St. Mark's, Florida. The hike is 12 to 14 miles and is free to all participants. For more information on these events, visit the community page on our website at TallahasseeTalks.com. With your Events in a Minute, I'm Hannah Keating.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
He is a native of Serbia, grew up in the Pacific Northwest. He is the newly arrived Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra conductor, a graduate of University of Toronto and Indiana University, and works in conjunction with the Missoula Symphony as their music director. Our guest this morning, Darko Buderets. How are you, Mr. Buderets?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
We are glad to have you with us here on this beautiful Saturday. Knowing that you have only a little bit of time, you have to get over to Ruby Diamond because you've got this open rehearsal scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning.
That's right. Before every concert on Saturday mornings, we have our dress rehearsal, and it's open to the public, free of charge. So it's a great chance for people who haven't had a chance to check out the orchestra to kind of get to know us. And I take the opportunity also to speak about the program during the rehearsal intermission. So it's a nice way to get to know the orchestra, get to know me, and also learn about the music that we perform that weekend.
Especially getting to know you when this is your maiden voyage, is it not?
Exactly, yeah.
You are here only newly arrived, and we want to get into talking about how that decision was made.
Sure.
You, being Serbian by birth, arrived in the United States when you were how old? 10, you said?
10 years old.
And then grew up in the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle area.
That's right.
So, folks, we have a common link here. Dark, may I call you Darko?
Sure, yes, please.
Well, so Darko and I should say Maestro, you know, Bukarits if I were being formal here. But both of us having grown up in the Seattle area, so we've had lots of opportunity now to start to compare notes.
Definitely.
That you were a Garfield High School graduate.
That's right.
And I graduated from Shorecrest. And I'm imagining there might be a few years difference between us. So
couple.
I understand. But the town has not changed that much. Maybe those of you who are Seattleites or who have frequented the Pacific Northwest will identify with that. But certainly Tallahassee has made a lot of changes. And I can say, I think with some authority, having lived here since 1978, the last 35 years, Tallahassee has gone through some remarkable changes. Even as of late, I would say the last four, five, 6 years, we see a surge of interest in what is Tallahassee? And we've had works afoot like Imagine Tallahassee and KCCI and such groups that are trying to help us find our place in the world. And here you arrive to add to that conversation. Seems to me you come with a sort of world perspective. When you looked at Tallahassee as a possible place for you to practice your work, what was attractive about it?
Well, I heard about the orchestra long before. It has a very good reputation in the industry, mainly because even though it's relatively a small ensemble, de facto, you know, we're not a full-time orchestra, which has, let's say, 30 concerts a year, 30 different programs. The quality of the musicians is very, very high. And that's, of course, due to the university. It's one of the best music schools in the South. And as such, not only is the faculty extraordinary, but also the students that are members of the orchestra play at a very, very high level. So it's tremendously attractive to a young conductor such as myself to be able to work with an orchestra like this is really something I tremendously treasure and value because the talent level is far above what a city this size would normally have. Mm. And
how does that affect you then as the conductor? How does it?
It makes it great fun.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You're able to focus on elements of music making which are more challenging and get deeper into pieces because, you know, the orchestra is capable of doing the basics. In fact, far more than the basics just on their own. So you really can delve into what the piece is about and how to create an interpretation that ultimately excites the audience because that's what it's all about. It's about the audience. It's about the community. If they come to the concert hall, they should feel something. There's no reason to pay a ticket for any show in our lives, right?
Yeah.
If we're not getting something out of it. And yeah. So what I'm privileged with is that I'm able to work with musicians that can deliver a very exciting performance and ultimately inspire our audience.
Yeah. And you've already found Tallahassee's uniqueness, I think, in some of your comments already. You talked about your interest in Florida State football
and sure.
Your appreciation of Ruby Diamond Auditorium. I mean, these are treasures in this town.
Absolutely.
And you seem to have embraced those quite readily.
Well, as far as football goes, I was familiar. I was a football fan growing up in Seattle. You know, it was the era of University of Washington was national champion in 1981. And FSU, of course, was so dominant throughout the 90s. And I was always impressed by the team, and to be here during a national championship year for my first year, I mean, what a treat. I had a chance to go to a football game earlier this year, the Idaho game, which was, let's say, not particularly exciting, but very impressive to see. Yeah. So it's been a treat, and I'm enjoying getting to know the town and getting to know the community.
Is there a parallel in your mind between athletics and music performance at this level?
Absolutely.
How do you think so?
There are team efforts. The same way a great coach will find a way to get the best out of his players. That's the same thing a conductor has to do, is find ways to motivate and inspire the musicians. And it's not just, there's not just one way to do it, right?
Yeah.
It's about creating an environment where they are able to do their best. Yeah. So the challenges are very similar.
Yeah.
And as any team, the individual members themselves are what make it happen.
And
they have to be team players.
You're saying that these players have such a technical skill that you don't have to spend as much time on those drills or on those technicals.
Sure.
You're able to see the big picture, I guess.
Yeah, it's easier to get into that. Yeah. Sure. It's one amazing thing I find with orchestras. Take any piece of music. Tonight we're performing Rosenkavalier Suite by Richard Strauss. Big, large, romantic work, large orchestra.
Yeah.
I've done it with about four different orchestras, ranging from not so experienced to really highly professional. And the same mistakes happen with every orchestra in every place, except the detail is very much refined with better orchestras. So the same spot will have the same issue, but you will hardly notice it with a professional orchestra, yet it still happens. So sometimes you still have to deal with technical issues, just not as many of them.
Talking with Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra conductor, newly arrived, Darko Buderitz, and you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room, 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have in studio the very, very articulate and rather affable young man, Darko Buderitz, Maestro Buderitz, who is our newly arrived conductor for the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra. What a pleasure having you here. Glad that we've had just a few minutes to start to get to know you a bit better. And by the way, folks, this portion of the show is being brought to you by Tommy T's over there on Thomasville Road. Be sure to stop in and see Steve or John this week. Everything from oil changes to shocks and brakes, they can get it done for you. We have a chance to talk not only about music, but about this community. And I think a lot of folks are curious as to your perspective, you know, growing up in the Pacific Northwest, educated at Montreal and then at Indiana. I think you said your family is sort of intercontinental. And
yeah.
you have this really broad background, and I'm curious as to how that informs you. Do you see Tallahassee as sort of back a bit, or do you see Tallahassee being more in touch with the way we are, the way the world is, from your perspective?
You know, I've had great fortune in my life that I've been able to travel and live many different places. And in some ways, it's difficult. I wish sometimes for a life where I had my own circle of friends that I grew up with, yeah, and was surrounded by. But in today's world, that's less and less likely. You know, we go off to college and we build our lives somewhere else in the country. It's quite common for people to kind of have that experience. But ultimately, I learned so much from every one of my trips, every one of the places and communities I lived in, and I try to take the best of that with me wherever I go. And coming to Tallahassee, certainly from a musical angle, as we talked about already, it's right, really exceptional level of talent that exists in town. And I hope the community gets to know and appreciate that more and more, because it's such a tremendous resource,
yeah,
to have that in the city. So from that angle, Tallahassee, I would say, is quite global.
And we are benefited, I guess, because of the fact that we are the state capital. And the,
absolutely,
the universities being here, Florida State,
sure,
FAMU, TCC, all of them bringing to us a lot of people from around the world. Is that how you discovered this opportunity? I know that you were selected. There was a fairly sizable list of candidates.
Yeah, it's
something like 250.
Yeah,
folks,
it's
that,
it's true. It for any job in my field, at least at this level, you're facing quite stiff competition to even be asked for your video, to send your video, much less to be interviewed or to actually get an audition,
yes,
and finally to win it.
Yes.
So it's a multi-step process. You know, you go out there, you put your best foot forward, and do your best. And I was very fortunate that it really clicked with the orchestra. So it's great to be
you
in a position.
Did they find you, or did you find out the position was open, or was
generally
it sort of mutual?
Most auditions are advertised publicly, nationally, and you apply, you
okay,
send your resume
okay,
first, and then
okay,
you go through the different steps, different interviews, and finally arriving to
yeah,
an audition concert.
So not that different from a lot of those sorts of environments in which you're looking for opportunity.
Sure.
And you're still working with the Missoula Symphony, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's not in our field. It's not uncommon for conductors to have two, three, some even have four orchestras. It's too much, I think. I think two is plenty. It's nice to. I find it very important to have the time, both in Tallahassee and Missoula, to connect to the community.
Are the two towns similar in any way, you think?
In the sense that they're both university towns, yeah. They're similar, and that certainly brings a level of resources and public, which is interested in music and different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, you know, Missoula is a mountain town, Rocky Mountain town, so that has its own quirks, and the weather is much nicer here, which I really appreciate. So,
especially this time of year. Quite a bit of snow up there, I would imagine.
You asked me what's attractive about Tallahassee. Other than the orchestra, the second thing definitely was climate, because orchestras in the south, and I think, you know, like in the desert southwest, are the most attractive positions because the season is always in winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, that's when the best weather is. So it's fantastic to spend, you know, 2 weeks in November, like in November and February here, as opposed to up in the gray mountains.
So with this performance tonight being the debut for the season, right? Is this your first concert of the season?
No, this is actually our third concert. First concert of the new year, but we run our seasons kind of as during the educational calendar.
I see.
So they start in October officially and end in May.
I see.
Yeah.
So in that regard, you find that the concerts that you'll be doing in Missoula,
right?
Is there a similarity there? The musical selections that you do between the two.
There is. What's nice about my two positions, I've been so fortunate with this, is that both calendars in Montana and in Florida are pretty set. You know, we work with the university to get our dates in the hall, and it just so happens that they really interlock almost perfectly. So I'm about 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, back and forth during the season. And there is some overlap in programming, which is nice, because if I'm able to do a piece in Montana, I have experience with it, and I learn every time I conduct. So when I bring that piece to Tallahassee, then I already offer more in terms of artistic, let's say, depth than I would doing a piece for just the first time. So,
And that is interesting, too. I think a lot of folks have said that for the health and the life of Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, there needs to be more engagement, that the community itself has to know more about the players and the conductor. Is that part of your mission, do you think?
Absolutely. There is people who already go to the concerts. They're regulars. In fact, tonight's concert is sold out. So obviously we have a core audience that comes to the concerts. My vision is to see that grow, not because we need to grow the orchestra and just sell more tickets, but because I really believe what we offer is something which can be very inspiring to a citizen of the community. Yeah. My vision of why we do is important is that we offer inspiration from the stage. So not only are you moved in the concert, but maybe your day tomorrow is a little bit brighter. Maybe your step is a little bit lighter, and that's good energy from the concert hall spreads throughout the community. So the more people are introduced to good music, to great music, the better it is for the community of Tallahassee, in my personal opinion. And as such, I would like to grow the audience, but of course, there's a large segment of the community which hardly knows that we exist, which is why I love talking to you. It's a wonderful way to meet new people that are listening to the show right now that don't know us and are not familiar with what we do. And certainly, classical music. First of all, let me just say right away, I hate this adjective classical.
Yeah.
It's just music. It's really good music. I mean, it's a lot of the pieces we perform have stood the test of time and have become kind of the basis of all music which followed. And it's worth hearing. It is time tested, and the quality is unquestionable. But what orchestras have not done a good job, especially over the last 100 years, is the delivery system stayed the same. So if, you know, the way orchestras advertise concerts is only now starting to change. It was basically the same in 1909 as it was in 1989. And it's no wonder the art form has kind of gone on the fringes as a result. But it's not because of the quality of the music. Quality of the music is great. So I think what one of the biggest fears for a newcomer to the concert hall is that they will feel alienated. They won't know how to behave. They fear appearing, let's say, feeling out of place and doing something stupid. But that's a danger which is not necessary. So my job is to get rid of that, to eliminate that fear, and to be welcoming and to say, hey, this is what we do. We believe in this. We're passionate about this. We devote our lives to this art form, and it's something worth sharing. Come and check it out. You know, you just might, you might like it. You might enjoy it. Or if you don't, that's fine. You know? Okay. Ultimately, I find more exposure to any type of music breeds love. And I challenge anybody, it doesn't matter what kind of music, pick a music you don't like. You don't like country, you don't like rap, listen to it for like listen to one piece 50 times, you will be singing it down the street. I guarantee you. I know from my own personal experience. I've had to conduct pieces I couldn't stand initially. Yeah. After a month of studying it, I'm going down the street listening. You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
Talking with Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, Darko Buderitz. He is our guest this morning, and you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks here on a beautiful Saturday morning. Glad you joined us. Wow. Tallahassee, you are just shining so beautifully this morning. And here we are at the beginning of this new year with so many things to be grateful for, an amazing football season with Florida State University winning the national championship. We've had all kinds of advancements in science and in medicine. If you've been with us recently, you know that Dr. Burkhart over there at Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic is working with Dr. Van Lanningham with this remarkable treatment modality for concussion. Lots of things coming up out of Tallahassee that are having an impact not only in our local community in the southeast, but really around the world. And here we have another example of that in conductor Darko Buderitz, who has joined us this morning. And doggone it, you're just a nice guy. I mean, you're just fun to talk to. You know, so folks, if you have these sort of stereotypic ideas about music, orchestral music in particular, or symphonic music, or what often is referred to as classic or classical music, Darko, you don't agree with that. This is music for everybody.
It is music for everybody. You know, the any piece of music, if a composer sits at a piano and composes something, it's not meant for one audience. It can't. Once it's printed, it's out in the ether. It is for everybody, right?
Yeah. Did you have this sort of passion? As a kid, were you interested in music growing up?
You know, I didn't grow up in a traditional musical family. Huh. I was surrounded by it. My grandfather happened to work for the record industry in former Yugoslavia and classical music division. So I was surrounded by it, and it wasn't something which was foreign. And generally in Europe, classical music, you know, is viewed as part of the heritage. Yeah. So even if it's not necessarily popular in one's home, one is still embraces it as something that that is part of the, let's say, the social fabric. And but I really, my love for it blossomed when I moved to the States. I had a chance to, you know, get better at my instrument. I played in excellent youth orchestras growing up, and So for me, it was never something that I had to learn to love. It was just kind of just a normal thing. Yeah, it's classical music. All right, now, wow, I'm really getting into it. I really love it. I want to do this for the rest of my life.
What was your instrument then?
I'm a cellist. Yeah.
And that in and of itself is an amazing discipline, is it not?
It is. No, it's a, you know, playing instruments, any instruments, is a very, I suppose it's an anachronistic craft in the sense that today we can click a button and do anything. But one thing you cannot do is learn how to play an instrument instantly.
And it takes that
it takes the time and discipline.
Devotion, yeah.
And those are skills which I think serve people well for the rest of their lives, sure. Even if they're not musicians. And I think one of the reasons why I'm particularly passionate about music education comes from my own experience. And we talked about growing up in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
The high school orchestra I was in, my senior year, we had in the entire high school 30 national merit semifinalists. Wow. So very high number, very good school. 22 of them played in orchestra. Wow. I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, that is not a coincidence.
And so I encourage, if you do have kids who are thinking about pursuing music lessons, learning about the instruments, definitely encourage it, because it's a skill, especially in today's day and age, which teaches effort, rewards effort, and rewards patience. And those are very important.
Well, you talked about this link between athletics, or the similarity between athletics and performing music.
Yes.
There's a kind of false dichotomy there for us, isn't there? We think of kids who are athletic versus kids who might be artistically oriented or musically oriented. Not so much.
Not too much difference. I'll tell you this. I love playing basketball. I grew up in Serbia. Serbia is a basketball crazy country. It's one of the few countries in the world where basketball is more popular than soccer. I still, to this day, I look to get better when I go and I play three times a week. And
Garfield had a great basketball team.
They did, right?
And but did you ever play basketball?
Not that good. But I practice before I start playing, and I practice in a musician mindset. I'm analyzing my physical motions. I'm analyzing every little millimeter. Where's my elbow? Where's my wrist? How am I following through? Am I jumping the proper way? So I'm not just shooting baskets to warm up. I'm thinking in a practicing mindset, and it helps me. My shot has gotten better over the last couple of years, you know. But it's something that, again, it's an application of a skill from one area to another, and vice versa. I also learned from it. One of the most beautiful moments for me, I remember, was going to school at Indiana University for conducting. Uh-huh. 2002, IU had a huge upset over Duke in the NCAA tournament. And they were down by 20 points at half. The coach did not get crazy and aggressive. He was very calm. He just kneeled down by the sideline, his hands together, clasped in front of his face. He was exuding calmness. And the players calmed down, came back from the deficit, won the game. And I thought, wow, there's a lesson for you. If you have hard passage of music, don't get crazy and all animated. Stay cool, and the players will respond. And it works every single time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love the cross-disciplinary learning, one side to the other.
Yes. I wonder if Coach Saban needs to hear this. we won't go too far
we
down
won't
that
go into
path.
That too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But certainly the folks that we think of in athletics that have excelled, I think replicate exactly what you've demonstrated there. You have this ability, whether they're on the field or on the sidelines, to really refocus.
Yes.
And as you say, stay calm. And dig into those skills that are already on tap. They've trained, they've disciplined themselves, they've got the ability. Now it's a matter of getting it to flow. And so that's your role as a conductor then, is to help them stay in that flow.
And being focused. I like differentiating between the word focus and concentrate. Concentrate implies effort and tension. We need to make more effort to concentrate. Focus is a place of calmness where, like you said, what you already know is allowed to just take place.
Yeah.
And so I certainly, that's what I strive for.
We hope, too, that perhaps with your arrival, at least this is my personal thing, if we could get TSO out there in the community in some manner, maybe in the high schools, in the middle schools, elementary schools, the shopping malls. It would be great to see some flash mobs and perhaps a cooperation even with the Tallahassee Community Chorus. I trust that you've had a chance to meet or know Dr. Thomas.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
and he's certainly world famous.
Fantastic musician.
Wow, what a guy. Yeah. So, folks, I'll tell you what. We're blessed. We have some of the most remarkable, talented musicians, and I think from this humble perspective, a great arrival in this young man, Darko Buderitz, who has come on board as the newly arrived conductor for Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra. What a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know you've got to run. You've got that rehearsal over there at Ruby Diamond this morning. Folks, don't forget, it is an open rehearsal, and there's no charge. Stop in, and perhaps during the intermission, you'll go up and shake this young man's hand and thank him for being a part of what is Tallahassee. Folks, that's what we do here every Saturday morning, talking about what it is Tallahassee is talking about, and we're glad you've joined us. Stay with us in this second hour. We're going to have Drew Tillman with us, and we'll be looking to have you right here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have a wonderful opportunity in this hour to enjoy the music, the inspiration, the dedication, the perspiration, the avocation, the professionalization of Drew Tillman. Drew, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, man?
we have this gentleman with us for the full hour of Tallahassee Talks here. So if you've stayed with us, God bless you, because you're about to be rewarded. This is a guy who, for his part, has contributed sizably, in my humble opinion, to the music scene in Tallahassee and beyond, and is nationally recognized. Right here in our little old town of Tallahassee, here's Drew Tillman, just making it happen for all of us. And so many of you know his music quite well. Those of you who are just getting to know Drew and his music, man, you're in the right place at the right time, and we're glad you've joined us. Glad to have you in the studio, sir. You're looking fine and fiddle in this new year. Hard to believe you're actually 78 years old. No, I'm just I know on certain mornings it can
certain
feel
mornings
that
I'm definitely
way.
78.
But I think we'll say that you're safely on this side of 50. How about that? How about that? Let's do that.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, and so you got a lot to share with us here in this hour, and we're going to hear Drew's music. We're going to hear about some of his tales and travels, and among other things, you're a family guy, and you have a wonderful family. Amelia, his wife, is involved in the music scene as a promoter and has done a lot in that area and is doing a whole lot more. And then his daughter, Amarina, and what a beautiful name that is. He has twins, Amarina and Dylan. They're both his 12-year-old kids, and for their part, Amarina, if I recall correctly, is a national finalist in the History Fair competition.
She wasn't the History Fair. Oh. She was in the she submitted her History Fair project to the National Holocaust Museum.
Ah, that's what it was.
And she was the only person this past year that was accepted as a permanent archive in the National Holocaust Museum, which is a very rare opportunity and
marvelous
for something to happen like this. We did not expect it.
Wow.
She
very cool.
But she did, in the History Fair project itself, she made it to the county finals.
I see.
And did not move on.
I see.
But she didn't give up.
And the topic was the Holocaust.
The Holocaust, that's correct. Yeah. And she interviewed her grandfather, Amelia's dad.
Wow.
He was one of the liberators of the whole of a camp, two camps actually, and his tales are just it was amazing. And then, but they did the unusual thing of accepting the interview as a historic document, but they accepted the entire History Fair project.
I see.
Because you could only have, the interview was only 3 minutes long.
I got you.
There's criteria for the History Fair.
So here you have this young lady providing this project and being recognized nationally. And then you have your son, Dylan, who is an aspiring baseball player. And I understand that you're a coach.
I am.
So in addition to everything else you're doing, you're a baseball coach.
I am.
So, folks, I mean, if you thought that Drew was kind of cloistered away somewhere in his closet, you know, writing songs, guess what? This guy's out there taking care of all kinds of people, and so good of you to join us today to share with us. What? Let's talk a little bit about your music. Now, I know you originally from Pittsburgh.
And then
schooled at Florida State University.
That's right.
And studied guitar there.
I did.
Right?
Classical guitar with Bruce Holzman. Great teacher. Great teacher. And I studied with him for a couple years. And then I started playing music and sold a song and co-wrote a song with John Kurtzweig, who's now a producer. He produced all the Creed records and things.
Yeah.
And we co-wrote a song called Dance Again, and it did very well for a small town guy. It did well, and I felt it gave me a lot of confidence to continue to write and to perform.
Yeah.
That's main when we co-wrote that song. And of course, writing, I've continued to do all these years.
And performing. I think I have seen you at more of the local festivals than any other artist. I mean, it seems like anytime I'm out somewhere, Drew Tillman is going to be up there at some point sharing his music. So it seems to me you're really appreciated in Tallahassee. It seems like the people really like your music. And I'll watch the crowd too. I mean, people just really, really get into your songs. And if you're not familiar with the music, we're going to have an opportunity here in the hour to sample some of this music that you've brought us. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Where do you go? I mean, this is a stupid question. It's a very sort of mundane, I guess, or a common question, but where do you go for inspiration? What moves you to write, or do you make it your
Walmart,
business?
Walmart at 2 a.m.
Yeah, right. Hanging out, looking for the next opportunity.
You meet the best the best songs you can write. I write from many different sources, mainly questions in my heart. One of the songs on the CD called The Great Unknown is one of those songs that came all at once.
Okay. Let's listen to that. The Great Unknown. Thank you.
child to me. He begged forgiveness, it sets him free. I stood too long in the cold, cold rain, and I'm face to face with you again. Oh, cradle, cradle, rock me slow in the arms of the grave, unknown.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
We're back here with Drew Tillman talking about his music and the life that he lives as a Tallahassean, a native of Pittsburgh, a student at Florida State University, but now all these many years you have produced a sizable career for yourself. Great family guy, the two kids that are just knocking it out of the park. No baseball references there intended. And then you've got Amelia, who, for her part, how does she work with you in the music that you do? She's involved in promotion and booking and that sort of thing.
Well, she's a musician. She plays a different kind of music than
I see.
Me. She plays in the Tallahassee Winds. She's a tuba. A tubaist, is that right?
Right, I think that'll work. A tubist?
Tubist, that's right. So,
she's a brass musician.
But she has a great love for music and understands how the business works. And since she books with a lot of different artists, she really cares. Uh-huh. You know, and understands what it is from both the business side and the music side.
And she's involved in handling your bookings. Do you play a lot around the country, or how does that work in with your family life? Are you on tour?
I do. I play out of town, but usually the most I'll go is 3 days or 2 days out of town.
So before we do anything else, we're going to take the moment to listen to another one of your songs. This is called Woman Like You. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's the first song I wrote for my wife, and which she said, I've waited a number of years for you to write this song.
About time.
So, and it has given me a great amount of work and put me in festivals, songwriting festivals. It also, there was a contest called Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and she submitted with, and then forgot that she submitted that song, this song, to the committee that was doing this. And a week before the contest was over, she said, "Oh, you know, I entered you into this Scott Pilgrim versus the World," and so we started watching and. Only the top 100 would show up, and it was, I went from 100 to 50 to 25, and I'm watching this over a week time. In the last 3 days, I went from 25th, and I ended up placing 9th in the world.
Wow, so that is so cool.
With this song.
With this song. Let's listen.
The truth. your heart reveal? Do I cut a deal with a woman like you? Does your heart reveal? Do I cut a deal with a woman like you?
Truck and Car Concepts has the perfect gift for your holiday shopping with plenty of low prices to fit every budget. A complete detailing package, bumper-to-bumper cleaning, only $99.95 most cars. A drop-in bedliner package with bed caps, front cap, and tailgate cap, only $299.95. Plus, extra savings on window tinting, toolboxes, spray-on bedliners, and keyless entry systems. And gift certificates are available. Santa got his new ride at Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We've got Drew Tillman here on this beautiful Saturday in January. What a great way to start the year with a guy like Drew bringing us what he does. Oh, folks, I mean, we talk a lot about how special it is to live in Tallahassee. Drew, I want to tell you, you're one of the reasons that that is the case. And God bless you for what you have done musically for us as a community and for the world and for your wife. Giving her her own song. We've got more music from Drew Tillman here in this half hour, and I'm glad you've decided to stay with us because, man, this is what it's about. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is what Tallahassee's talking about, and we've got this nifty 30A Songwriters Festival coming up January 17th to the 19th. Drew's going to be there. One of the select artists. You don't just kind of show up. You got to be, and you're going to be there with Pierce. Our old buddy Pierce Pettis.
Pierce Pettis.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's a wonderful opportunity. And Pierce said, yeah, let's do it. And I contacted him. We talk. And he said, yeah, let's do a show together. So one of the nights we're...
Isn't that neat?
Booked together. It'll be a wonderful time. And I can tease him and talk about his songwriting. He wrote "You Move Me," that Garth Brooks covered.
Yeah,
and that song, I remember when he wrote it, and it was I knew immediately because it moved me.
Hit the sweet spot there.
It sure did in my heart. So, and he encouraged me.
It's remarkable how music works that way to bring us awareness, to bring us into a place of greater sensitivity or understanding or whatever. It's a spiritual language, isn't it?
It is spiritual, and there is a connection for people to how to say it. If you speak from your heart,
yeah,
through your songs. Not all songs are joke songs, or that then somebody comes and says, you know, I'm not alone in the world. I've felt this way. Mm. I can relate to this because you create this world in this song.
Yeah.
And then the audience responds to that. And that's what the 30A Songwriting Festival is all about.
And this is now, how long have they been doing this?
This is the fifth year.
Yeah. And you've been there four out of the five. Well, this will be your fourth appearance.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct.
And it's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. It's a great honor to go and rub elbows with the best writers in the world.
Yeah.
And they know what it is to write these songs. They watch the stars play. You would not know them as connection to their songs, but you certainly know the stars that do them.
Yeah.
And some of them are, like Pierce is a signed writer, and I'm not sure what label he's on, but and he's also has a publishing deal and things where you write. And, so it's a great opportunity and an inspiration to write.
Yeah.
You hear other musical ideas.
I was going to ask you that. You come away from this festival. Does it move you then further in your pursuit of songwriting?
Never fail to write and to be inspired by the music that you hear and the performances you hear and the worlds they create. They come from their hearts and they come from skill, because there is a great deal of skill in writing the music and connection.
It seems as though it's this almost magical way of getting what's inside of us all emotionally or intellectually, and then bringing that out. And you said it is a way for people to see they're not alone. And I'm thinking of this song that we're going to listen to, Cry Yourself a River.
Which is a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke song, but it's also, there's truth in the song. And again, it's one of those songs where instead of taking medicine, it says in the song, cry.
Yeah.
Cry.
Cry yourself a river.
Why?
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday, 93.3 FM, our home station, Freedom 93. Barry Kay and company, all of those good folks keeping us straight and narrow and on track, and Carl the magic man over there in the studio. Carl is the is our wonder boy. He just takes these ramblings that I put in front of him and somehow turns this all into a very fine radio show. Which, by the way, if you've missed any of our segments, be sure to go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. Everything is archived there. Again, King Cabba makes that all come together for you. If you got a topic you want to email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com, a guest or something you'd like us to consider, happy to do so. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, too, where you'll learn more about our dear friend Drew Tillman, who's been with us in the hour, heading off to South Walton. Where is South Walton? I guess it's near Panama City.
It's in between Destin and Panama City,
right in
closer
there,
to Destin,
kind of the seaside area, and right, yeah,
that's central.
One of the ugliest beaches in the world, from what I understand. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Squint your eyes.
Oh my goodness!
Like
gee, what a shame that you have to spend the weekend.
Somebody has to
over
do
there.
It.
Yeah, good for you. Take one for the team.
Yeah.
Talking about the way in which music has moved us through the years, and think about all the songs that just, you know, and all of us have them, that are just so important to us and help define a period of time in our lives, or maybe an experience we've had or a relationship that we've had. Your music does that, and there's it seems to me in your music a lot of what we would think of as blues or bluesy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. How is it that your music incorporate so much of that, do you think? Here you're classically trained as a guitarist,
yeah,
but then you've got this sort of soulful approach to life, it seems.
Music has always been a learning experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is a learning. I go back and my words and music will come back and haunt me later, because I'll get into a situation where I'm doing something wrong.
And in that regard,
and it tells me, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
You wrote this?
Right. And you found that even in your own personal life, being addicted to drugs or alcohol.
It was a horrible time in my life.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I had many close friends that did not make it through the experience. It's no respecter of persons, alcohol and drugs. And I cried out for help. And this song called The Addict, I wrote probably when I was 3 days sober, and I sat in a chair and cried for several days. Never left that chair, not understanding why I was alive. And so many of my friends didn't make it. That experience centered me on moving forward in my life. And
you were a songwriter at the time. I mean, you were...
I was.
A musician and...
I was, and I was caught up in the whole be a rock star, do drugs, and all those things that you see everyone else do, and it looks so beautiful up, you know, on the face of it, and then you get down to it, it was... it wasn't beautiful.
And that's been many years ago. You've been sober since.
I have.
One day at a time, baby.
One day at a time. That's correct. And, they, you know, that's something that I'm... I always live with it because it's a deadly disease and there's no cure.
Yeah.
The only cure is a spiritual way of life. Whatever you choose that to be.
And as a spiritual man, you seems to me have a great deal to say about how your personal walk with God and your personal relationship with Christ has brought you to some pretty stellar things. I mean, a fantastic family and kids that are doing well, and you're here and you're writing songs. And
I make more mistakes than most. And I struggle with the truth more than most will realize. It's never easy to meet the truth in God as I understand Him. And so it's a humbling. The most I can do is cry out, Lord, have mercy.
Well, folks, that's the show today. Drew Tillman, composer, musician, writer, performer. He's going to be at 30A Songwriters Festival in South Walton here January 17th to the 19th. We're going to close the show today by having you do something for us here live. This is a song called The Addict, appropriately enough. And Drew, I want to thank you for making it your business to be a part of our show today.
Brian, thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to being here again, maybe.
We'd love to have you back anytime.
But thank you so much for everything you've done. For
anytime,
music,
brother.
And for Tallahassee.
We're grateful. Folks, Drew Tillman, The Addict.
Good times that seem to scare me. Bad times seem to wait. Every time I use you, my mind's laid. Waste. Nothing you didn't give me, nothing I couldn't see. Better part of living is broken misery. Now there's shadows down inside me, and I got a shining road. Those dreams you used to give me, yet I poured them down my throat. The smiles you used to give me, walks we used to take. The eagle gave me freedom, and the lion gave me strength. But it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. I just about drowned. And drowned and made me see. There's times I was the eagle, times I felt like prey. Times you gave me freedom, there's times I couldn't say. But the rust is in the gutter, and the gutter's all your fear. For all you got of people, well, the money's in your head. And don't you talk unneeded when you're driven
happens every day. The needle on your tree. But it's a good life, baby, so long. And I ain't standing in your rain. I just about drowned. And drowning made me see. Times that was the eagle. And all the dreams you gave me. And I seem to lost my way. And the eagle's not soaring now. And the lion wants to eat. Or at least he wants me to pay. And I'm begging for it. I'm begging for it. Cause I don't want the pain. Superman's in the movies, and the rescues make believe. But it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. But I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. Yeah, it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. About drowning, drowning made me see. Good times that seem to scare me, bad times seem to wait. And every time I use you, my mind is laid to waste.